I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. St. Mary of the Woods College presents Federico Garcia Lorca's The House of Bernarda Alba. The play focuses on the house of the strict matriarch, Bernarda Alba, whose frustrated daughters long for freedom and marriage. Although the play's all-female cast would seem to make it an ideal fit for St. Mary of the Woods, it has some special opportunities and challenges. Sharon Ammon, the school's director of theater and drama, has come up with some special ways to use the resources of the college and the world of professional theater. Sharon, tell us a little bit about why you picked this particular piece. It does seem like just a wonderful fit.
Well, my student Daniel O'Connor loves the piece. We read it in one of my literature classes. And I knew that I would not be a good director for the piece because it's something that is not within my best work. And she suggested doing it. At first I had trepidation, but then we got going along and it's been absolutely fantastic.
Now you've got a great fit here. This is described by Lorca as a drama of women in the villages of Spain, and you've got the women.
We certainly have the women.
There is one offstage character, and there's a lovely little male chorus that's heard offstage as well.
Here come the reapers in search of the grain, reaping the hearts of the women they claim. Open your doors and your windows, you women that live in this town. The reaper asks for roses to decorate his crown.
Tell us a little bit about the roles and how they work for your students.
Well, it's a tremendously difficult piece, but we had just enough people that auditioned to fill all the roles and fill them just perfectly. So that was wonderful. And we have some sort of surprises. The young woman playing Martirio is really very beautiful, and she's going to have to make herself look a little homely. And we have several new theater students who are in the production, and Danielle O'Connor is the first student I've let direct a full production on the main stage.
So this really offers your students quite a wide variety of roles, all women, all related to one another and all at the same time with different goals and different thoughts. So quite a lot of acting experience available there. But in addition to the opportunities that they have, you've also brought in a special guest artist to play really the very demanding role of the mother of the family, Bernarda Alba.
Yes, that's right. We're going to have Delia Taylor, who has been here before. She's a guest artist from Washington, D.C., and a professional actor. And I think she's going to do a wonderful job, Bernarda Alba. Very powerful voice, powerful control of emotions, which is really what is needed.
How does it work having the students working with a pro on stage?
It tends to bring the whole production up to a much higher standard because they can see and interact with someone who is really far along in their career, and it really helps them. She's also very humble and works really well with students, so I didn't want to get somebody who didn't.
Sharon Ammon is St. Mary of the Woods College's Director of Theater and Drama. Federico Garcia Lorca's The House of Bernarda Alba, directed by Daniel O'Connor with Delia Taylor in the title role, and original music by college music professor John McIntyre, opens on the 14th and plays through the 17th in the Sicilian Auditorium on the campus. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.